USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says Americans need to adhere to state and local guidance about slowing the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to spike across the country. Speaking in Arizona, the vice president says we're all in this together and everyone needs to do their part.
Now is the time for all of us, particularly the young among us, to remember, wash your hands, practice good hygiene, wear a mask when indicated by state or local authorities, or when social distancing is not possible.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the United States always acts in the best interest of American troops around the world. During a briefing, McEnany again disputes a report out there that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. McEnany saying the reports are based on unverified intelligence. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Small Business Administration says they've received over $8 billion disaster relief loans from small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking before the House Small Business Committee, Associate Administrator for Disaster Assistance James Rivera says these are unprecedented loan numbers.
This agency has provided economic relief to over 6.8 million small businesses for over $147 billion.
Rivera outlined some of the steps the SBA is taking to deal with the high demand.
Currently, we're processing grants in less than 2 days. The pandemic and nationwide program has also required the agency to scale up our disaster staff, now totaling over 7,000 personnel.
The NFL is trimming its preseason schedule. The Pro Football Talk is reporting the league is shaving off each team's first and last exhibition game. Each team will now play 2 games, one at home and one on the road. This comes after the August 8th Hall of Fame game was canceled due to coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Top Republicans are continuing to defend President Trump against allegations he ignored a report that Russia was offering Afghan militants bounties to kill U.S. service members stationed in the country. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe, an Oklahoma Republican who attended the White House briefing on Tuesday, says he's convinced the president did not know anything about it. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells Fox News he's shocked the New York Times would run with a story like this.
I'm somewhat surprised that the New York Times ran with that story. The president was not briefed because at the time of these allegations, they were uncorroborated.
A special federal unit will be deployed across the country for the July 4th weekend in order to protect federal monuments and statues from a possible fresh wave of domestic extreme vandalism. That's according to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. Wolf telling Fox and Friends,
what we've seen is really this lawlessness over the past 4 weeks in a variety of communities. And the president, the administration, we're taking some really strong action. So we've surged federal resources here into the D.C. area about 4 weeks ago to put down a lot of these violent protests. We've seen a number of arrests. We've seen an executive order from the president. And what the department's doing is as we go into this July 4th holiday, we want to make sure that federal properties, federal facilities, buildings, statues, monuments that the Department of Homeland Security protects.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.